morning, good evening, good afternoon, or maybe it should be good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because, well, this isn't like regular radio. This is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galdanov.com, and I'm Howard Galdanov. There's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. So the editorial today features, well, let me tell you what I think the most important thing is. It's called the writ of mandamus, and you'll see it in the editorial. The writ of mandamus essentially comes down to a law that forces the judiciary to enforce the law. So in other words, let's assume you go before a judge and you say, I want to have this hearing because I am seeking redress for a law that I don't agree with. And the judge says, nope, sorry, you can't do that. You have no standing, or whatever reason the judge gives. And then someone who's a friend of the judge or a relative of the judge goes to the judge a different time, but for the same issue, and says, I want to have a hearing because I need redress from this law which I don't agree with. And the judge says, okay. Well, the judge can't do that. You cannot pick and choose which laws you're going to enforce and which laws you're not going to enforce. The law is for everyone. So I've included a link to a writ of mandamus, which is far more detailed than that. But the essential truth of a writ of mandamus is to make sure that the law is given equally and fairly to everyone, regardless of who you are, who you know, who you're related to, or for whatever purpose. This is a big problem, not just in America. It's a big problem in Canada as well, because judges very often make decisions that really aren't part and parcel of their authority. They can't pick and choose who they're going to hear and who they're not going to hear because they don't want to. The law is clear. So if you look at what's happening in Florida, the law is very clear. The law is written very clearly. You really don't have to be a jurist to understand that the laws for elections are spelled out and that there are certain criteria that must be followed by everybody. But now all of a sudden we're taking a look and we're seeing tens of thousands, maybe 100,000, I don't know the number any longer because it's so confusing and convoluted, of ballots and ballot boxes that are coming out of nowhere, way past the deadline. And the law states a specific deadline for when ballots can be counted and they can be entered into the contest, into the actual campaign, into the voting. Except now all of a sudden those laws don't mean a hill of beans. When a society cannot trust its judiciary, and it's very important to understand that the founding fathers of the United States of America, the framers of the Constitution, understood that the judiciary has to be absolutely separate from both the Congress and the White House so that there would always be a total semblance of fairness under the law. They were very serious about it, and it's pretty much a cornerstone of American freedoms and democracy. Except when the judges turn around and they say, no, we're not going to do this, or I don't care what the law says, but we're going to count these ballots, we're going to vote for ballots that really shouldn't be there anyways because the law says they shouldn't be there. Because the law is very explicit as to which votes count and which votes don't count, depending upon, you know, when they've been entered into the system. When a country, when a people can no longer trust the judiciary, never mind the politicians. We know the politicians lie like rugs. I mean, that's what politicians do. They shouldn't, and we shouldn't accept it, but that's what they do. But when the people can no longer believe in the freedom and the equality and the blindness of the judiciary, well, that's when a country starts to fall apart. And I'm afraid that's what's happening throughout the world, but certainly in the United States of America and Canada too, by the way. Judges are no longer interpreting the law. Now they're creating the law. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com. And if you haven't had the chance, by the way, to read the Declaration of Independence, I've included it with a link on this editorial. Read it. And if you've read it before, read it again. And if you know someone who hasn't read it and has all kinds of opinions on what America stands for, what America is all about, have them read it too. Until the next broadcast, you have a great, great day.